views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Happy about today's reading show. Benny, with the help of Addison, thank you for delivering the Oscars. And many thanks to one and all for tuning in. Happy 1st of March, everyone! A new month signifies a new opportunity to engage in joy and using energy effectively as you navigate your unique and glorious path on your journey. So as I said earlier, it's a reading show. Today I'm here all hour, ready to take your calls and do readings for you to provide some guidance, clarity, and insight with whatever may be blocking your way. Today I am doing a not one, not two, but a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you'd like some additional clarity on your path, a tarot card reading can be super helpful. Perhaps you've been feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love elusive, wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation. We can look at all of this today through the lens of the tarot. So give us a call if you'd like a reading. If you're hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of the scary cards, fear not, as sometimes those scary looking cards are the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any and every reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading so that the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person's asking the question has the tools they can use to tap into their own strengths to find and pursue an optimal path forward. The phone lines are now open. Benny and Addison are standing by. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, just to honor the universal energy that's been put forth for your reading so the messages do not become redundant and superfluous. For those tuning in for the very first time, welcome to the show. Just a brief bit about me. I'm an intuitive coach and a professional tarot card reader who works with clients worldwide on helping them tap into their own power to create change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively, using that which is in your power. That is my whole focus. It's my belief we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit, leading to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back So now they're working half as hard, but getting twice as far. By doing this, they're using energy effectively. I sort of liken myself to a vocal coach. I don't care if you want to sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you with your glorious voice to use your instrument effectively. I call myself the MBA psychic, as in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle where tools to affect change for optimal success and happiness are presented through the tapestry of the tarot card reading. My company, by the way, is Elite Tarot, which you can find at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes, and we really go into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can move that energy around so you're embracing joy in whatever area of life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, but sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight when facing a specific dilemma. All readings, no matter the time limit, come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. You can book a reading directly on my site at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com. In addition to individual readings, I also do readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, ladies get together, as wedding receptions, you name it, as well as workshops nationwide on finding your purpose, embracing change, and manifesting healthy and joyful love. So today, because I'm doing readings all hour, I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. So I'm going to be using my favorite deck, the Rider-Waite Tarot Card Deck. If you don't have a deck handy, you can look up the cards online. However, I will also describe them. When you call, I'll be shuffling the deck while we chit-chat. Then I will cut the deck using my non-dominant hand, which for me is my left hand. Now, I use the non-dominant hand, because it's the non-dominant hand which accesses the unconscious. After that, I will fan the cards face down in front of me. Using my non-dominant hand, I will run my hands along the backs of the cards until three cards just energetically call out your name and kind of stick to my finger saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. As always, I do like to start with a disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor, and a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And you know, finally, these are just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. I always say, as this is just a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious, we're saying, okay, cards, tell me, okay, little voice that I never listened to, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. So while we're not probably going to be able to get to the whole reading before we take the break, let's get this party started. And let's go to Charlene. Charlene, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, Eve. Happy 2018.
Happy 2018 to you, too. I love it. I'm so glad you called. Is there anything you have a question about today?
I am moving, and I have a question about my career and my health. They're intertwined right now because I've been off work for a bit, but I am moving to a beautiful new place, and I'm very excited. So I'm just wondering, like, energetically, I'm thinking maybe I was blocking my own way for a while. Where things just fall into place.
Well, you can cut yourself a break because it's all a journey.
And so, yeah.
and, And I do like the fact that you put that in the past tense. You know, and it's okay to acknowledge if you were blocking your energy in the past, that's fine. But it's just that's not what you're doing forward. And it's totally understandable when career and health are intertwined. When we're feeling super strong about our career, we're putting out those vibes that and vice versa. So let's take a look and see what's going on here. Well,
okay,
interesting
card. It's really good.
I'm sorry?
I feel it's really good.
Well, let's take out the word feel. How about I'm excited about the future?
I am excited.
I love it. Notice how different that feels in the body physically when you take out the qualifier word of I feel. Because feel, that's brain sabotage giving you an out.
let's take
a look. You know, we'll just turn over the first card before we go to a break. But the first card that came up was the Queen of Swords. So I love it when my clients pull kings and queens in the core position just because it talks about your abundant strength. Swords talk about taking action. So there is this place. First of all, you are in a place of great strength. And you know, even though you may not always feel it all the time, which I'll get to in a second, you are in that place of great strength because now you determine, as the ultimate consumer of your journey, you determine how you design your kingdom or queendom and how you decide what actions you take going forward, because swords are all about taking action. However, the one thing about this card, when the Queen of Swords comes up, it is where sometimes, maybe in the past, putting this in the past tense deliberately, you have not been your biggest cheerleader. And that has been done from a place of self-protection. You see her sitting on her throne, but there's that inner child in that throne. And sometimes out of that need of protecting, that being vulnerable and all of that, you can say the harshest words to yourself rather than kind of to inoculate yourself from having it said to you. And so for you to make decisions going forward based on a sense of joy and adventure, it's outstanding. It just may not feel normal. Does that make sense?
Yes. Very much so. Very, very much so. You're right on target.
Yay. Excellent. Thank you. Well, I'm going to keep you, me, everybody in suspense in finding out what the other two cards are, though, because if you'll hang on, we're going to take our quick break. When we come back, I'm going to be finishing up Charlene's reading, and then we'll begin to the other calls. So hang tight. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings today. Today I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. So if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So right before the break, I was talking with Charlene. Charlene, are you still with me?
I sure am.
Excellent. So we dealing with questions about health and career, and the first card that came up so far, it's the only card we know of so far, is the Queen of Swords, talking about your strength, taking action, even though it may not feel familiar, to honor that inner child spirit. One thing that I was thinking about during the break too, looking at this card, was that from a health perspective, although I'm not a doctor, from a health perspective, in the past, when you try to self-protect that vulnerable part of you, and so that you kind of turns that energy inward, that can cause so much stress. And as we know, stress can have so many negative consequences from our health to career to every other aspect. Instead, honoring that inner child spirit, even though it may not feel familiar, but something challenging or blocking you, I have the Four of Cups. So in this really peaceful, tranquil card, I love this because it's a card of a different surrounding. It's as different a surrounding as can be when you look at these two cards next to each other, from the Four of Cups to the Queen of Swords. The Queen of Swords, it's just kind of, you see these gloomy gray clouds and the blowing wind of the trees in the background, whereas this Four of Cups is this tranquil, lush environment. And here you have somebody who's sitting on the ground under this very flowing tree filled with full leaves and everything. And he's staring at three cups, which we can call option A, option B, option C, or we could call it everything that's in Charlene's mind, because we tend, and it's not just you, it's me, it's everyone, we only tend to trust that which we come up with, that which we think of. And that's just our initial kind of gut feeling of that brain, again, from a place of self-protection. Because if I came up with it and it didn't work out, then at least, you know, I only have myself to blame. That's Queen of Swords energy. However, in this card, you see a fourth cup that is being presented from the universe externally in the shape of this cloud. And this is a card saying that if all you see is it, what is in your brain, then that is all there is. However, if you allow yourself to be led by the universe, if you allow yourself to be presented with gifts and opportunities that may seem unfamiliar or outside of the comfort zone and not something you would have considered yourself, as long as there are no red flags, and you know that by creating your list of non-negotiables needs without any specifics, as long as there are no red flags, then that can yield a path better than anything you've ever, than anything you could have come up with in your brain so far. Does that make sense?
Exactly, because the place that I'm moving to is everything I deserve, and I know that my environment, the environment that I'm creating, is going to be beneficial to me, mind, body, spirit. And I deserve it.
I love it.
What I'm doing. I'm trusting my gut, and I knew right away. I whipped out the checkbook. I just knew. And because I got tears in my eyes, it was like somebody being on HGTV and saying, "This is your house," you know, and not even second guessing and trusting.
Absolutely. I love that. And know that you're not done, meaning that the gifts can continue. Give yourself permission to be open to anything else that comes your way. It's just not going to feel familiar, and that's okay. The advice card is the Seven of Pentacles. And this is a card more about career. And in this card, you see a person and he's kind of looking at a pile of six pentacles. And clearly, all of his energy is going towards that. And this is what he has put his blood, sweat, tears into in creating this batch of pentacles. However, there's also a brand new pentacle that's on the ground, just ready to be planted, ready for new sprouts to form. And so from an advice perspective, as you're going forward, so far everything is looking great. It's just to be careful that it's okay to look backward and at all the things that you've accomplished so far to date, but just make sure that you're not then dissing or giving unequal time to the ideas of the joys, the adventure from starting it anew and planting a new seed and then watching it grow, because that's where all of your energy has been directing you, and it's all good. Love it.
That's wonderful, because that's right on target too, because before I had to go off work on medical leave, I got a promotion. So when I go back to work, I have my new career waiting for me.
Yeah, and first of all,
I'm excited about that too.
Absolutely. And know that to have a promotion is fantastic, but it also means having to kind of start some new things, maybe meet new people, maybe have a different relationship with other people. And all of that can be a little bit unsettling. And it's fine to look back at all the work that you put in place. It's just don't then kind of use that same energy as you're embracing going forward. Instead, it's like, okay, I'm going to honor all that energy in the past, but now I'm also going to actively designate energy towards creating a new existence, creating this new way in a way that brings me optimal joy and success. I am totally digging this. I'm loving your energy. I'm loving where things are heading. Way to go. Benny, I don't know if we have the applause thing or a celebration, because I'm loving it.
I am so grateful to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's so sweet.
A pleasure. If you please keep me updated.
You know what? I will. It's going to take time to settle in when I move, but thank you so much, Eve, for everything.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for calling. Well, oh, sure. Oh, well, we're going to take our break. And when we come back, Violet, hang tight. I'm getting to you right on the other side of the break. If you'd like to get a reading, we're doing 3-card reading today. First card representing current situation. Second card representing something challenging or blocking you. Third card representing advice. We do have a phone line open. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. We're going to take a quick break. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yeah.
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having me do readings at an event nationwide, or via Skype, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So today I am doing 3-card tarot card readings, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. So let us get to the next caller, Violet. Violet, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for taking my call, Eve.
Thank you so much for calling. Is there anything you have a question about today?
I do. I have a question about my career. I have a successful career, almost 30 years, and I'm self-employed. And I'm at a point where I don't know. I'm not on the web. I don't have a website or any of that. And yet I've had great clients over the years. Now I'm just trying to decide if it's not a business that I can actually sell. So I'm thinking, do I want to continue because I'm not sure, or should I put more effort and energy into the business and continue growing it? And so I'm just looking for some maybe advice or some clear thinking.
Well, let's take a look. I have no idea what you should do, but hopefully we'll get some insight with the reading. I pulled 3 cards while you were talking. And first of all, one thing that immediately came up when you were saying that you don't have a website and you can't sell the business is, you know, your journey is completely different from that of everybody else. And so how you run your business, that's the way you run your business. And it is not going to be appealing to some people, but it'll be appealing to the right people, in the sense that the people are like, hey, yeah, I don't care if she doesn't have a website. Let me go to you. So just, you know, that's fine. Do not compare your business, your journey, to anyone else on this planet. So the first card that came up, however, was the Emperor. And it's interesting in this context, because I always say, I have 4 kings in tarot, but only 1 emperor. And you don't get promoted to emperor, you're born into it. And so there's a lot of, it's so kind of familiar for the brain for you to go to a place of, what is the most responsible step forward? What is the step, what is the place where, not so much where my passion is leading me, but rather I don't want to leave my clients in the lurch. I don't want to always be focusing about making sure that you're doing this for clients, making sure you're doing this for all the right reasons. And there's nothing wrong with that. And it just, because it just talks about a lot more of a seriousness, a sense of duty, a sense of responsibility that is just ingrained in your DNA. And there, that's fantastic. Whatever your business is, you know, I'm there. But at the same time, it can make it a little challenging now when you're at a crossroads, because we want to make sure that you're tapping into that inner child energy, that same joy and adventure spirit from time when you were 8, when you were 10, imagining if some of those things that you still wanted to kind of accomplish and do and have fun with, and that adventure, and that just what makes you sparkle inside, that will always get kind of second place to that duty responsibility. This is the time to ensure that that energy is not replacing the emperor, because emperors don't like to be replaced. So you need to assure that emperor spirit it's not being replaced. But we just want to make sure that you're tapping into that inner child spirit, just so that you then determine that next step by listening to her. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Excellent. You know, something that's challenging or blocking you is the 4 of Swords. Now, before I get into actually the interpretation of this card, I got to say that while I'm not a numerologist, when I do have two of the same number crossing, I always do like to talk about that number four, because the Emperor is card number four crossed with the Four of Swords. And so I don't know if April is a key time in this decision, if the number four is of any kind of importance in this, but to sort of be looking at that April time as that, and it's coincides with that spring, you know, spring is starting to fully go into bloom by then, to really give yourself that permission to look at that spring as that renewal and that April timeframe as a time to really embrace that going forward. I don't know if April has anything to do. Again, I'm not a numerologist, but just thought I'd mention it.
Well, thank you.
So the Four of Swords is the equivalent, from an energy perspective, of pushing a door closed and pulling a door open at the same time. There's nothing wrong with either one of them, but when you do them together, again, from an energy perspective, it can stall energy. So in this card, the Four of Swords, there is a person who is lying, and he's lying down, and his hands are in prayer mode, and he's just he's finding that kumbaya, that peace, that calmness inside his brain as he makes that decision. Which way do I go? What step do I take going forward? At the same time, while all of that energy is fantastic, he is also looking at a picture of three swords that are plunging right down into him. And so while there's nothing wrong with kind of finding that peace and balance and turning inward, at the same time, there's a lot of energy being spent on worrying about things that have not been proven true. And so that just energy kind of negates all that fantastic energy of being grounded that you've been doing. Does that make sense?
Well, it's starting to come together. I'm trying to understand exactly if what you're saying is that possibly I shouldn't even worry about it. April is significant, and then this the Four of Swords. I shouldn't waste time. Maybe my answer will come to me without worrying about it.
Well, first of all, we can get rid of all the shoulds. no judgments and no self-judgment. No, you know, again, that's that Emperor energy. Instead, it's all about what am I doing? And the thing is there's nothing, it's normal to worry about different aspects. You know, what would happen with my client base? What would happen with this? How would I manage this? That's all fine. It's important, though, to recognize how much energy are you placing towards what if blah, blah, blah happens? What if this happens? All the things that have not been proven true. Because he's looking up at this painting of three swords. It's not actually even three swords. And so one of the things you may want to consider doing is a worry exercise, which is where you find the time that you're letting your brain have free rein over over your sanity. For me, that's 2 a.m. and I have a headache and I decide to Google, what does a headache mean? You know, and then suddenly I'm like, all these scary things come forward. That's the time of day you want to take your piece of paper and a pen and just bullet point out, so it's on paper. What are all your worries? What is it? Are the real ones? Like, I need to pay rent. I need to find a path for my existing clients. All those real worries. But then at the same time, you want to write down on paper all of the what if worries. What if I do this and I regret it? What if space aliens, you know, come and create a website behind my back, and so people start thinking I've moved to a different planet? Who knows what it could be? But anything that comes up, that is something you are putting energy towards, even if it's on that unconscious level. And that's why we want to get it out on paper. And that's why we want to do it at your kind of peak worry time, because that's the time of day that your conscious brain would isn't there. So because if you were worrying about these things now, then you'd be kind of thinking, oh my gosh, that's a silly thing to worry about, but it's still taking up energy. So we want to write down everything. By the end, you should have no other worries. Then fold up your sheet of paper. You're done for the day. The next day at your sanest time, for me, that's 10 in the morning. And I'm like, I cannot believe I lost a sleep worrying about space aliens writing, doing a website. Take your sheet of paper out and a Sharpie and cross off everything that has not been proven true. So your brain can ritualistically see that you are choosing not to place energy into that which is out of your power. And then okay. For everything left, take a pen and write one or two things that you are doing with your power to address the remaining concerns. So we're separating okay. out those worries, and then we are choosing to place energy only in what is in our power. Note how the body feels as you do that. Right. Now, in terms of advice, we've got the Ten of Wands. Now, this is an active card. I love it. And so it's all about moving forward with your actions. That at the same time, he's got 10 wands. These could be 10 ideas, 10 to-do lists, 10 things on your to-do list. Whatever it is, maybe there's one too many. And so just because you can do everything doesn't necessarily mean you should. Again, that's the Emperor quality saying, well, if I don't push this forward, nobody else will. Instead, give yourself permission to release even just one tangible thing from your to-do list, one thing that you no longer need to carry. And by doing so, your destination becomes clearer, because in the Ten of Wands, if you look at this card carefully, you will see that it is through the act of lugging 10 wands forward that his hand is actually covering his eyes, because he's holding all these 10 wands. And so the effect of it is not only it becomes one too many, but then it makes it so they can enjoy the joys, and it makes it so it's harder to see where things are leading. It is through actually releasing that suddenly it can be lighter, which means his hands are freer and he can enjoy the joys more, and the destination becomes apparent. I hope that was helpful.
Now I just have to figure out what that one sword or that one wand is. I need to get rid of.
You know what? First of all, need to, we can cut out the word need to, judgment word, gives the brain an opportunity to just dwell in the what ifs. And okay. In terms of which one that is, see when you put it all down on paper, because you're right now it's all in the head in terms of all the what ifs, because we feel kind of silly uh-huh. writing down, you know, what if space aliens come down from the planet Mars and everything. When you yeah. have it written down, it'll be very clear what you can get rid okay. of.
Okay.
But please keep me updated.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for calling. Well, we are going to take our last break when we come back. Cynthia, hang on. We've got more readings to do. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
I'm supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were young.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. ELITETAROT.com to learn more about me. But right now we are getting right to reading. Cynthia, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. How are you, Cynthia?
Hi, Eve. I'm good. Thank you.
Excellent.
For taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you did a reading on me, I think it was about 6 weeks ago. My husband had passed away, and now it's been 4 months since he's passed, and I wanted to see if the universe has anything, how to help me or which job I should look for, because I need to work. So I'm trying to figure out where my energies should go towards what even if it's just interim or something.
And can we repeat that sentence with, instead of I'm trying to figure out, I am figuring out.
I am figuring out. The universe is bringing me something wonderful.
Exactly. Just because trying means that it might not, how would you know if it, you actually were successful? You're sending unintentionally, and it's, we all do it. I do it myself, mm-hmm. but we all do it, but you're unintentionally setting yourself up for something to make it harder on yourself. It's just kind of that counterintuitive. Well, let's take a look. So the first card that came up is the High Priestess. And, you know, the High Priestess doesn't come up that often. And this is a card that really talks about making decisions based upon your intuition and honoring your intuition. And I don't know if over the last 4 months, your intuition may feel like it's gotten stronger because perhaps there's been a lot more spirit energy, a lot more guidance, a lot more wisdom coming to you. And it's almost like, did I dream that? Was that real? I almost feel like it's sort of a burgeoning opening to having your intuition be your guide and be there every step of the way. And, I picture like your husband with wings on, kind of leading that way. Uh-huh. So honor that intuition forward and know that it is there as one of the most important tools in your cosmic tool chest, not just to navigate certain things, but to navigate everything, navigating career. Honor, does this job feel right? Even if it may not necessarily be what you were expecting, does my intuition tell me this is the right thing? Make sure there's no red flags, but then listen to that intuition. Does that make sense?
No, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Eve. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sure. I'm so glad. I'm sorry?
I said I do. I do feel my energy shifting to be able to handle more of the spiritual intuition and try to make sure I'm listening to it, not my logical mind.
And we want to cut out the tries. I know they're hard, mm-hmm. but we got to cut out the word try.
Right,
words like hoping, wanting, thinking, trying, feeling, especially when mm-hmm. you're undergoing a new chapter and a change. You may even want to keep a rubber band around your wrist because it's a habit.
Okay.
And breaking mm-hmm. any habit as one who's trying to wean myself off sugar somewhat is any habit
yeah.
is super challenging to do. And so yeah. anytime you hear those words coming out of your mouth, I'm trying this, I'm hoping for this, snap it. You know, just to kind of okay. snap yourself back and saying, okay, wait a minute, that was a habit word. And I'm going to say it the other way. Note how the body feels, but note that the brain is going to resist as you say it without that qualifying word, but your body will okay. feel lighter. Yeah. Something challenging or blocking you is the Emperor card. So we've got an Emperor show today because that came up in the last reading. And so, you know, what's interesting about this before I get to the interpretation is that these are both major arcana cards, the High Priestess crossed with the Emperor. And when I've got that cross of major arcana cards, it's about really cutting yourself a break about specifics uh-huh. right now, but really okay. to ask yourself and allow yourself to go on the journey of saying, what is it that I want this chapter? Who am I in this chapter? What do I stand for? What do I believe? What is important to me? And know that that is not going to be able to be quickly, just like, oh, I thought about it for 30 minutes and now I've got it all set. give yourself permission to evolve. Yeah. And I mean that in a really positive, adventurous journey way. And with that Emperor crossing the High Priestess, it's that Emperor is saying, oh, no, your intuition is all nice and good, but don't forget, you got to pay bills. Don't forget this. Don't forget all those serious, yep. responsible adult duty things.
Yep.
Again, just like if you had two children and or you had one child and you're pregnant with a second child, you got to make sure that the other child realizes, the first child, that the person's not being replaced. It's just that we're adding more love to the family. And so it's important to just recognize that you are a composite of those energies. And now as you're allowing your intuitive sense to get stronger, it's about finding that happy, joyful, loving family within. Because when you incorporate both working together instead of fighting each other, nothing mm-hmm. is impossible in that sense. In terms of the advice...
well, listen mm-hmm. to it. I honor that Emperor.
I would say honor it, but just don't let it get everything.
Okay.
It's not letting that Emperor side be the bully to the High Priestess.
And
then the advice card is the Ace of Swords. Aces are all about beginnings. Swords are all about action. And so this is about allowing opportunity to come to you, because here that sword is being presented from the universe. And again, the swords are about taking that sharp action. Allow the universe to present an opportunity. Again, run it through both your Emperor and your High Priestess family and inside, and then don't fear taking those actions towards making this a more vibrant chapter going forward. But you're doing great. And again, cut yourself a break. Give yourself time. Know that things happen on universe time, which is different from human time. And, and give yourself time to figure out who you are and what is important, where your joy is leading you on this new adventure and your journey. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, yes, Eva, it's been very helpful. Very helpful.
Oh, I'm so glad. Please keep me updated. And thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Thank you, Eve.
Oh, my pleasure. I was looking at the clock and it's like, it cannot be another hour so quickly. It's just our shot by. I want to thank everyone for tuning into our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. Thank you, one and all, for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show as we do readings all hour. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.